command matzlin and atzir of yamri. Who do we daven every day for sick people? We'll soon see the two mishaynas of tziri. The yamri means sick people. Like, according to which shita is it possible that we should daven every day? Is command to Rav Yosi. Like Rav Yosi shita. Suran says, command Rav Yosi, the Yom of Parakam of the Rosh Hashanah, he holds in Rosh Hashanah in the Gemara there, that Odom Nidim Mechol Yom. Hashem gives a psak din to everybody every day. Because therefore, if you're sick, we could daven that today the din should be good and you should become healthy. Because the Ilul Rabban, according to Rabbanan Shita, the Yistlu, the Nidim Rosh Hashanah, that they held no, Hashem gives one psak at Rosh Hashanah for the whole year. So if so, Kivon Shinigma Dinoy and Tfilo Mielislehem. If Hashem gave a psakirin in Rosh Hashanah that this person is going to be sick and whatever has to happen to him, whether he's going to die or not, there was a psak was given in Rosh Hashanah, the Chura can't change anymore. So therefore, with the way we're knowing that we do daven for people that are sick, because we hold like Rabbi Yosi Shita. And Rabbi Yosi says, Odom Nidim Mechol Yom. Even though he also agrees that the psak in Rosh Hashanah, but Hashem like takes care of a person every single day. And therefore, even though he's sick, it's possible to daven to Hashem, he should become better. But Akol Ponim Rav said, he said, Loshem was command matzlinin, who do we daven al tziri v'yamri? Two type of people he said here. The Gemara says like this, Midiyam al tziri v'yamri, since he called them two different type of people. Mashma, there are two different type of sick people here. Who are these two sick people? Shemamino, tziri, tziri mamish. Tziri means people that are mamish sick. You have a person that's sick. A person whose mom is sick, has fever, whatever it is, has a disease, then you have to doubt that she gets better. What's the second lashon of Marie? What does Marie mean? If it means a sick person, that's Ksiri. Why does it say two words for? Elamai Marie means Rabbonin. If there's such a person that is not really sick, he's healthy, plus he has no keches, he used up all his might, all his strength in learning Torah. So you daven for him also. Sasag Rabbi says, Tamil Chomim are also considered like sick. So that's what the Gemara before said, that for a sick person it's good to eat pumpkin, it means for Talmud Chacham. But a person that's really sick, like when Rabbi Yirmiyahu got sick, then the doctor said it's a terrible thing to have pumpkin there then. That's like the Malach HaMavis. But then our Mishnah says, Umuta Biyova. When you make an Issa Nati the Tavshul, a Tavshul means food, that soft food. Mashenke in Umuta Biyova, if you have sick food, sick cereal, you're allowed to eat sick cereal. So the Mora says, Mas Nisin Deloy Kebavloy. Our mission does not hold like the people in Bovel. Because the Yomer Rabzera said, Bevavloy, people living in Bovel, Tipshoy, used to call them fools, used to call them Tipshoyim. You know why? The Achli Lachma Balachma. They would eat bread with bread. What do you mean bread with bread? They would eat a thick cereal with bread. And it's come out both the same thing. In other words, we don't eat something thick with bread. Like bread and bread, you don't eat. You eat something soft with bread. That's what our Tana holds. Therefore, our Tana holds that a sick thing is mutatit. That's not called a tavshol. But in Bavel, it's not that way. In Bavel, they used to eat with bread, sick bread. That's lashon, they're called like fools. The achli lachma b'lachma. They eat bread with bread. So Ram says, Masnitsin d'loike bavloi. Masnitsin d'shori over. Our Mishnah says, you'll not eat thick food. Mishum d'loi mesachlin b'rifta. And we explain what's the reason why does our Mishnah say something thick is not called a tavshul? Because a tavshul means food that eat with bread. And something already thick, like a thick cereal, you don't eat it with bread. And that's the loy kebav loy. Dilu lebav loy, people in Bovel, kivon the achli behad the rifta, tavshul, mikri v'yosser. In Bovel, they used to eat thick cereal with bread. They used to eat like bread with bread. So therefore, if somebody in Bovel, would make an Issa Neder, he can't eat a tavshol, by him it would be included even thick cereal. So a dish that's thick would also be included in Bovel, because they eat that food with bread. Omer Rav Chizda said, it should be Leka, as the Bas says, Leka demashul hoin lahalin, nekadini dehutzel. There's nobody here around that we could go to send, to ask these people in Hutzel. Nekadni means the round second shot is Shilagal Girsa Nahadni means Shemedaktikim Vyachilosim. People know how to eat very good. They're Bekiim, they're big buckies, they know what good food is. And they know exactly nutrition, they know exactly what you're supposed to eat with what. So there, Chizkiah said, there's nobody around now that we could send to these people to ask them about food. Let's have some advice to know what's good to eat with what. So what's the question? So he says, there's nobody, the Mashallah and Lahada and the Kadni, to Hutzel, nobody has tested these big nutritions. And Hutzel, how did Daisa? When we have cereal, Daisa means cereal, that means Ran says, Daisa is Michael Shachit Mubisholim. It's like cooked wheat. You have cereal made from cooked wheat, we have a question. Heichin Mali Lamichli, what's the best way to eat a cooked farina? Dechiti Balachma Dechiti is a good to eat cooked cereal of wheat with wheat bread. Udisari Balachma Desari, and when you have a geshmak of cooked cereal from barley, sorim, eat it with the bread made out of barley also, maybe that's the good way to eat it. Or duma, maybe the opposite way. Maybe it's good to eat techiti b'desari. If you have a good farina of wheat cereal, it's good to eat it with a good barley bread. Or desari, if you have a geshmak of barley cereal, but techiti, maybe it's better to eat with wheat bread. So if you, Chizkiah said it's a pity we don't have somebody to ask the nutritions of Hutzel to know what's the better way to eat it. Yeah. Rav the Gemara says, Achla b'chasisi. Rav ate, Rashi says, Kemach shokloyis. He ate wheat that was made out of cloyis roasted. He ate flour made out of roasted wheat. That's the way he ate it. Rav Achla b'chasisi. Rabba bar barhuna ashechel rafuna. He found rafuna to kaachla daisa b'yetzpiyusei. He found him eating this cereal, this farina, with his fingers. He was eating with his fingers. Omalei, so he asked him, amai kaachla mar b'yodei, how come you're eating food with your fingers? And where's your spoon? What are you eating with the fingers? Omalei answered back, kolchi yomarav. This is what Rav told me. I learned in yeshiva like this. That daisa b'yetzpiyusei bosim. Dice the cereal with your fingers tastes very good. Eat it with your fingers, it tastes very good. Spoon, it doesn't taste so good. With your fingers, it tastes better. That's why you're supposed to eat cereal. V'chol d'chein b'tachativ. It would have been better if I eat with two fingers. If I would eat with two fingers, it would even be better. V'chol d'chein b'tlos. If I eat it with three fingers, I would have been much better off. Kids, to eat cereal with your fingers, okay. Omale Rav l'chia brei. So Rav, Omale Rav Lechia Bray, Vechain Omale Ravuna Larabe, Laraba Bray, told Rabbi's son, Mizamnin Lecho Lamecho Daisa Ad Parsa. You should know, if somebody invites you, he Daisa, cook cereal is very healthy, go even though it means you're going to have to walk a Parsa. Like 4 mil. Come on, like 2 miles. Even though you may have to walk 2 miles to get there, it's Kadai to walk there, because Daisa cereal is a healthy food. And lamechla beef for the Torah. But if they give you some beef teeth, they give you geshmak of beef, then at lost a parsoin. Then you should even have to walk 3 passes. Passes around 2 miles, even 6 miles. Even if you have to walk 6 miles, it's kedai to walk there to get your beef. That's healthy food. Omale Rav Lechia Brei. Rav said to his son Chia, V'chein Omale Rav Huna L'Rabba Brei. Rav Huna told his son Rabba, Kol Medom that Loitifla Kamarabcha. Told him, you should always know like Kol Medom, the manner should be that Loitifla Kamarabcha. You should never spit in front of your Rebbe. Levar excluding Min Kro. If you're eating pumpkin, then you're supposed to spit out. Mashma saliva then, whatever you have in your mouth, better not to, you're supposed to spit it out. Then you could even spit it out in front of your Rebbe. Hu Adin Vadaisa. If you're eating cereal, and by the some part of the cereal is hard to swallow, so you have to spit it out, that is like a sakona. To swallow it, so there you even allowed to spit it out in front of your Rebbe. Shehen doimim lepsulta shalever. They're like a piece of lead. Lepsulta shalever, Rashi, Ran says, shehen the mesachel doesn't get digested inside. So it's no good to eat this. Zayma to lepsulta, like a strick, a piece of aver of lead. So therefore, you should spit it out. And the afilu kamei shavur malka. Even if you're in front of the king shavur, still you should spit it out also. Because it's not the kona to eat these things, whatever exactly it is, I'm not sure. Vaita. If afilu kamei shavur malka, pull it, you should spit it out. Rabbi Zeirov, Rabbi Yehuda. If Zeirov and Yehuda, chad ochel daisa b'yetzpiyusa. Much when they're eating together from the same plate, and one ate the cereal with his fingers, stuck his fingers into the cereal like we had before. V'chad ochel b'hutza. And one had a hutzah, the Ran says, the klipa states, one had a type of a homemade a spoon there. Klipa states, a piece of wood. He had there. Yeah, a piece of wood he was eating the cereal with. So Omar Lay, the Yacha Bahutsa, Lidyacha Besmuse, the one that was eating with the spoon, said to the one that's eating with his fingers, Admotayato Machlincha Soasecha. How long are you going to feed me your Tfesecha, like there's a dirt of you? It's not right what you're doing here. You're eating your fingers and you're putting it into the plate? It's not right. So Omar Lay, the other one said back to him, the Yacha Besmuse, the Yacha Bahutsa, the other one said back to him just the opposite. So what the Ran says, Ran says, what's your stack? Was it in the dirt? Soya Shatacha Tatipanayim. Marshall didn't even clean out his fingers, nails. So he had dirt under his fingernails, so he's saying, you're making the cereal dirty. What are you doing to me? So the other one said back, Omalei Diocho Vietzbusa, the one who was eating with his fingers, said, Le Diocho Bahutsa, the one who was eating with a spoon, Admosayato Machalani Rukhe. How long are you making me eat your saliva? In other words, he didn't wash off the spoon each time. He used to take the spoon, put it into his mouth, and then put it back into the plate. So the Masha explained, when you eat with your fingers, at least he licked off his fingers. So Mela, his fingers, or he washed off his fingers in between. So he washed them off, the saliva didn't go into the food. But the one that was eating with a spoon, he kept on eating like this, he didn't wash off the saliva. Skipped that time, there's one back to the other. So Shayat of these Gemara is exactly what they mean. We don't know, there are Hecher and Yonim, and these things also. But this are called the Poshim Shaf. Right. We have Yehuda of Rabbi Shimon. Aisila Kamayo Pilusfian. They brought in front of them this food called Pilusfian. So Ran says that's Mintainim, type of figs. Shekoshin Lesachel. They're unripe figs that's hard to digest. You can't digest it so well. So Rabbi Yehuda took it and ate it. Very good. Stay in the system longer. Rabbi Shimon Loyochim, Shimon didn't eat it. So Omele Rabbi Yehuda, my time of Yochomar, you that time of Shimon, how come you're not eating it? Someone gives us food to eat, how come you're not eating it? Omele Rabbi Shimon said, Elu and Yoitzim of Neimayin, Kolika, these things don't get digested, they're going to stay inside the stomach a long time, it's not going to be good. So Omele Rabbi Yehuda answered back just the opposite. Very good, we'll be filled up tomorrow also. The longer it stays inside, the longer I'll be filled up. I won't have to eat so much. So again, that was the machlokes here. What's better to do? So again, the standard in Yonim here. Right. Rabbi Yehuda had Yosef Kaimed Rav Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Rav Tarfon. Omalei Rav Tarfon, Rav Tarfon said to Yehuda, Hayoyin Ponecha Tzuvim. Today your face looks shining up. What happened to you? You have a shining face today. Omalei said to him, Emnesh yesterday, Yotzo Avdech L'Sod, we went out to the fields, V'Eviulon Traden, they gave us beets. And we ate them without salt. And the beets, like it shined up my face. If I would have eaten these beets with salt, then our face would have even been more sharper, more shined up. So Marsh, when you eat beets, it's supposed to shine up your face. Omro ahi matrinusel Rabbi Yehuda. Certain lady, Egoisha lady, Roman lady, es Rabbi Yehuda. She said to him, you look like a Moira of a Ravri. You look like a Moira, a person like your Paskin Shilas, your Baal HaRosh, you see that everybody asks the questions, but for Rava, you look drunk, you look shikha. So she had a time with him. If you're a person that's a Paskin Shaila, how come you look drunk? So Omar Allah, he answered back to her, Hemenusa, you should believe me, Biyodidihi Yisasa, you should believe me like, Itimno, if I ever drank wine, you should know I can't take wine. We'll soon see, I'm not shikha, I don't drink wine. The only time I drink wine is Ela Kiddush of Yavdalta. Only when I make Kiddush, when I make Havdalah, that's all. V'yabu kase de pischa. And it comes Pesach Banat, I drink the Dalat Kaisa, that's all. You should know, when I drink the Dalat Kaisa and the Pesach Banat, V'chogarni tzidoi, I have to take a towel and wrap around my forehead for my big migraine headaches that I get. Min ha-Pesach ad ha-Tzeres. From Pesach until Shavuos, I go around with headaches. From the dollar curse that he drank Pesach by night, and he asked to have a towel around his head to hold back his headaches to those 49 days. So Kiski, you see, doesn't like wine, he doesn't drink wine. He's not a person that drinks wine. Agi, you see, me that the dollar curse is Yavno Ptur to say that I can't take wine, it bothers me. Even though Imnachal Godom is dead, bothered him the wine, still he took the wine, dollar curse you have to drink. So if so, Rabbi Yehuda now wants to answer the lady. So you thought I was drunk. I'm telling you, no, I'm not drunk. I don't drink wine. Eli, you should know, Chochmas Odom Toyaponov. A person that's smart, that has wisdom, a Talmud Chochom, the Chochom alone is Toyaponov, shines out his face, makes his face shine. Like you think my face was shining because I was shikah, it's not because I drank wine, but because of my Chochma, my Torah, that's what made my face shine. Omalei Yehud Tzeduki v'Rev Yehuda. A certain Tzeduki, the bad guy, the Kaif of a Torah, he went to Yehud and said to him, Panecha Daima, your face looks, Oy Kamal v'Ribis, either like somebody that lends money and gets interest back, Oy Kimagav v'Chazerim, those people that raise pigs. Christ also, his face looked very happy. Stami had a lot of money. So these type of people have a lot of money. And the Ran says, they make a lot of money, people that raise pigs. Because he said to him, you look very happy, your face is shining, it must be that you have a lot of money from one of these two things. Is Omalei, so he said back to him, no, Rebuti answered back, be you doi by a Jew, tavayu asirin, both these two things are rasa. We don't lend with ribis, with interest, and we don't raise pigs. Eli, you should know it's like this. Esrim v'yaboha beisakisei isli. There are 24 beisakiseis. Min beisra de medrasha. From my house until I get to shul, to yeshiva, to the beis medrash, there are 24 beisakiseis on the road. V'chol shor v'shor ani nichtas cholech v'yechad. Every hour, every time, I have to go into another one. So in fact, I have to keep on going. That's what gives me this tzuvas pun. Also, exactly what it means is shver to understand. I think there's a gra that says someplace that when the Gemara says beisa kisei, it doesn't mean as the gashmi shabai, but it means as the ruchni shabai. Because the beisa kisei means a place that you let off soya the waste. Now, there's two type of waste. There's waste of the body and there's waste of the mind. You bad machshavas. You have bad thoughts. You want to get rid of them. Now, here what it means, 24 beisa kisei means every mind like was a beisa musalite. He went into the house there to get rid of all his bad thoughts. All his bad thoughts he left outside. He left there. That's where every minute he's going to the Beit Kisi again. The couple here, that's where his face was shining because of this. Right, we have Yehuda, Kadozel Bei Medrash, and Yehuda used to go to the Beit Medrash. Shokal Gulfa Kisfe. He would take a chair with him and put it on his shoulders. Little stool he would take with him. Gulfa Ran says, Kankan. Little barbel-like. Voyimavila Beit Medrash, then Liashavala. Pashik, we have to have a chair. It's right, there's no chairs in the Beit Medrash. So he used to carry with him his own little stool. His Omri said, G'doyla melocha shemechabedes nazbaylo. So Ran says, Lohoyu yeshev agabi karka. I think the Ran speaks to the Mashos himself. Even though like this, the Talmud Chochem is not supposed to do work, but Rabbim. So here, this work was mutter, he says, because I'm not Tam doing work, but it's a Sarah Halimut. Like I'm taking a chair with me to yeshiva, so I'm a smart guy. Like when I get to yeshiva, I'll have what to sit on. Instead of sitting on the floor, I'll have a chair, therefore it's mutter. And Reb Shimon also the same thing. Reb Shimon Shokal Tzina Kesvei. He also took like a little a barrel with him on his shoulders. And Omri says, G'dayla Malacha Shemechabedes is by Leho. That this type of a work is good because it's Mechabed me, it helps me along. Like I'll have a place to sit on. Did they sue the Reb Yehuda? Reb Yehuda by itself was a big oni, it was very poor. Reb Yehuda's wife, Nafkis, she went out, Niktas Amra, she bought some wool, Avda Glima. She made a nice coat out of it. She made a coat out of it. The hutvi, a nice coat. Rashi glima choshev. She had one nice coat in the house, and they shared it. Him and his wife. Kadnofkes l'shuka. When she used to go out to the shuk to buy things, michzebe. She used to use it. The kadnofkes Rabbi Yehuda l'tsluye. When Yehuda used to go to davin, hoye michze yemaste. He would also put it on to davin. Like it says the pasuk, hikra and likra Hashem l'kechom. Before you daven, you're supposed to prepare yourself. So before he went to daven, he put on this clothing. All right, it's a shayla of kli gevri, not to wear your wife's clothing. Mashmis was a special type of a cloth that you can't tell that they both wore. It was just a cloth that you throw around yourself. You wrapped it around. So there's no difference with a man or a lady. They both wore the exact same thing. Therefore, they both shared this expensive coat. The kadnichsi ben Yehud used to put it on, having a baruch, he didn't make a bracha. Baruch sho'atani meal. He made a bracha to Hashem, he made me a meal. Made me a coat. Zimnin chad one time, Gozer Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanisa. Shimon Gamliel was Gozer Tanis. Something was going wrong there in the city. Once everybody Tanis then, everybody used to come together in the Beis Medrash or Bechayva, used to daven long and say 24 brachas of Shimon Esrei. Only knew we had on Tanis. So Rav Shimon Gamliel was Gozer Tanis. Everybody has to come out to meet in the center meeting place. Rabbi Yehuda lo yasa, Rabbi Yehuda didn't come levei tanisa. He didn't come to the mokum, everybody gathered together. Amrin lei lo isli kisuye. He said, the reason is I have nothing to wear. So Mashos himself, Mestama's wife, was using the coat at that time. So Melu, he had nothing else to wear. He had nothing to go with. Ishoda le glima. So they sent him a coat. For like kibble, Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to accept it.